Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Rachel Crowe, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Come here, baby, tell your mama what is going on. Do that thing all the girls they wish they could. Do that thing all the girls they wish they could.
Did you ever have any vocal training?
No, I didn't. And we was in the church, and they saw singing real pretty. And I was like, I want to be a singer, Dad. And I want to be a singer. And they got up in the middle of the church and singing, and they had their little solos and all that junk. And they all went to the same teacher. It hurt my feelings at first. If you hadn't noticed, I wear my feelings on my sleeve. But she told him no, that she wasn't going to take me. And it was a blessing to me, I think, because I can do anything I want to now.
Wasn't going to take you.
No, why? She wasn't going to take me on as a student.
Why?
I got a big motor, hun. She didn't know what to do with it, I reckon. I don't know. I think it was a blessing, though. And I'm not knocking anybody that's classically trained about anything. And I've been all over everywhere playing mostly the blues. I filter in anywhere most of the time. I go where they'll pay me to sing or pay me to play. But I was in Louisville one night. Speaking of somebody that's classically trained, I have a really good friend up there. And I was in Louisville, and we were hanging out. We were playing some music, and I was staying the night with her, crashing, and we were hanging out. And she's like, I want to know how you do what you do. And I was like, girl, you got, like, you are classically trained. You have more tools in your tool bag than I do. She's like, yeah, but I want to know why or how you do these things when you go on stage and this stuff. And I know it's really silly to talk about it that way, but like, you can make a grown man cry, and he says, I thought you were singing to me. It's just that I sing to everybody when I sing. And I cry songs that I write, songs that I just love and just love to sing, and because they invoke a memory to me or, an emotion. I don't sing anything that I don't like.
And I fear a change coming in me, and I hear a humming in my ear, telling me that I gotta keep moving, walk on, little sister, out of here. So I take a ticket to the next town, and I run till there ain't no breath. Got the urgency to go ahead and get gone, gonna explode like a hammer to the lead. Like picking up that first ring phone call, kicking hard like a stud in a style, harder than a pawn shop guitar rolling. Like an Ellen car, like an Ellen car. And all these towns just seem haunted in their face. There's the same skies, they'll wash their dreams, slip right through their fingers, hear the paper shatter apart. So I take a ticket to the next town and I run until there ain't no breath. Got the urgency to go ahead and get gone. Gonna explode like a hammer to the lid. Like picking up that first ring phone call, kicking hard like a stud in a style, harder than a pawn shop guitar rolling. Like an Illinin car, like an Illinin car. Just keep turning and asking me, do you know who you are? Cross the red right through the mirror. I tell myself that stop ain't far. So I take a ticket to the next town and I run till there ain't no breath. Got the urgency to go ahead and get caught. Gonna explode like a hammer to the lead. Like picking up that first ring phone call, kicking hard like a stunt in a star. Hotter than a pawn shop guitar, rolling like an Illidan car, like an Illidan car.
Memphis asked me the same thing. He was like, oh, how do you do that? He's like, you're animalistic one time and then you're just like a kitten the next. And I was like, because I die. He said, people say that they love to play music all the time. They love to do those things, but never do they say that they die for it. And I will cry now talking about it because I do. And it's not, like I said, I know I ain't for everybody, but I damn sure thought I was for you. It's not for everybody. So I like it, and these two keep hanging around me, so I think we'll do all right.
Well, hey, congrats for winning the T.D. Young honors for blues.
Yeah.
Is that the first time that you feel like you've been sort of recognized in a big way for what you do and what you've found musically?
I was nominated with T.D. once before. That was a big deal. But I mean, you in a ballpark with TD, and that's just silly. So you know, I was just in honor to even be nominated with him. He is a wonderful man, and he is a very big influence on lots of people. We go hang out in Memphis with him when he goes down. We went down for IBC year before last. Hang out at his bar on Monday nights. He has basically, if you think you can come up and sing, you can come up and sing on a Monday night. He is so supportive, and he's just a genuinely nice man. And he is a god among men. When you walk into Memphis, they're like, do you know who that is? And I'm like, yes, I know who that is. Do you know who that is? You know, so I feel very fortunate because of my craft and what I do, which is blues, even though we teeter on a weird... I hate pigeonholing it because it teeters on weird. We have to trick Kenny into playing some of our songs because... You know, he's like, that sounds too country, or that sounds too rock and roll, or he's okay with rock and roll, just not country. And I'm like, but it's hill blues, Kenny, you don't get it. And so, you know, we have to trick him into doing that, and I'm just like, do you like it? If you like it, then play it. If you like it, then listen to it. If not, well, we can still be friends.
Something matters, something new. Something I never wear for you. Now wait, now deeper shade of blue. Say every rain cloud has a silver line. Wait me, let your troubles roll by. They are now deeper shade of blue. Thank you.
Looking out through these tear-rimmed eyes, take your love and walk on by. My eyes are deep as shade of blue. Say, bloomer sitting on a window sill, sing a song about the way I feel, 'cause I feel now deep as shade of blue.
Do you find that now in 2019, you know, men become a little more conscious and they gain a better understanding about sort of unfair treatment of women, that the climate's better now in the entertainment field?
You should have sent that to my people so I could prepare for that question. That's a heavy question. We had rehearsal last night and we were driving to dinner and we actually talked about this. And I talked to a lot of young women about this because I've been doing it for a really long time. I've been playing in bands. I know a lot of players. There are still people that think that they can, hey, baby, what's your sign? What's your, this, that, I can get you a record deal. Let's sign the pay. I don't sign nothing. I remember meeting Kenny for the first time and he's like really nice. And I was with Dad and I said, what do you think about Kenny? He's like, oh yeah, he's a good harp player. He's a nice guy. He says that he can get put a band together or go play here, does blues festival this way in Somerset. And I said, we'll see. That's not anything bad, but it's just like proof's in the pudding. And you either come to the plate or you don't. A lot of people put in false promises and a lot of people, men and women, they hook, line, and sinker in it. And sometimes it ain't worth the paper it's written on. I always say nothing in this world is free, and it is the truth. Everything comes with a price. You give up something to do something. So that's how come I try not to date musicians, but if you're a decent drummer, call me. Because we are still on that. When they hit on me, it's anything that's breathing. And I say, well, then don't you make a girl feel special. So no, I ain't doing that. But it is better. There's still like microaggressions.
Yeah.
And I've got two good guys, and that's what he was talking about. He's like, I really didn't realize how bad it was until I started playing with you. Am I the first female that you've ever played with, as a front?
Not the first one, but it was unreal to me, some of the things we encountered, just having, Rachel in the band. There's a lot of creeps out there. And I told Rachel, I was like, at least you got two decent guys you're playing with now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they are some of the best human beings in the world, and you make me cry, boys. Love you, fellas. Y'all my bestest friends. And I know the truth, so don't tell me a lie. Just let me hold you just for the night, and then I'll cry. It's my tomorrow comes, baby. And here in the darkness, I wait for your touch, the one and the eight.
tomorrow comes, baby.
Hey, we would like to thank Rachel Crowe and her band for being with us this evening, and thanks also to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media, and also for Nick Lazaroff, who's been here taking photographs this evening and so many evenings. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and to those of you listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. And now, I wonder if we might get you all to play one more tune for us. All right, Rachel Crowe.
Like no other, gonna give him what he want. I'm gonna love him like a woman, not a sweet little baby. Sweet little baby. My sweet, sweet little baby, don't he know he'd up in the winter when he got me. Yes, his lover gonna keep his bed hot like a summer. Sweet little baby. Sweet little baby. My sweet, sweet little baby, gonna give him all that he's craving. Gonna eat him up just like hunger. Gonna serve it up just like supper. Sweet little baby. Sweet little baby. My sweet my sweet little baby. Sweet little baby. Sweet little baby.
Thank you, fellas.
Rachel Crowe.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Rachel, Kenneth, and Jonathan for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.